This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, this is The Drive. Thanks for joining us. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge, and domestic, but not domesticated. I drive a Dodge Viper ACR. That tells you a little bit of a domestic but not domesticated guy I am. Our guest today is Jamie Page Deaton. She is the managing editor of U.S. News and World Report. She has just released two big lists. One, best cars for teens. You can find these lists at usnews.com/cars. And I want the third car. So the first, the number one car for teens, if you're going to buy your teen a new, brand new car, which some people do, the Chevy Sonic for cars under 20 grand, the Kia Soul for cars 20 to 25. Chris Duke is on the line. The Ford Taurus, marked 1986 Ford Taurus, was car number three, I believe. Was that right, Chris? Are you working on this list with Jamie? Jamie, is he working with you?
Yep, behind the scenes.
Yeah, we love throwing 20-year-old cars up on the list. Yeah.
30-year-old, by the way, the 86 Ford Taurus.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's a nice car. Anyway, what was number three?
So if you've got $25,000 to $30,000 to spend on a car for your teen, it was the Mazda 3. And this one, I was actually a little bit surprised. And this is one we kind of argued about when we were putting the list together. You know, the data said the Mazda 3. But the Mazda 3 is really fun to drive, which is not always great for teenagers because they don't, you know, you don't want them pushing the limits. But it's got, you know, it's a top safety pick plus with from IHS. It's got 5-star crash test ratings from NHTSA. It's got blind spot monitoring, lane departure warning, forward collision warning, low speed auto braking. I mean, you name a safety feature, the Mazda 3's got it, and it's got it for under 30K.
Well, you know what? I happen to like, I've driven the Kia Soul, Kia doing a great job. I've driven the Mazda 3, wonderful. I've not driven the Sonic yet, but all these cars packed full of technology. So the full list for the best cars for teens from U.S. News and World Report is at usnews.com/cars. And then here, because of the Olympics that are going on, you guys have a very funny list, the Auto-Olympics. How did you guys come up? Now, we're talking about the winning country, the gold medal countries. Who are these winners, and what are they? What are they winning?
Yeah, so what we did for this is we went into our rankings data and we sorted all the car companies by country, and then across various facets and various car classes, we just looked at which country had the highest overall score. And there were a couple of surprises. So, okay, like if you had to guess which country makes the most reliable cars, who would you say does it?
Ooh, okay, Chris, you get to go first and then I'll go. Go first, Chris.
Well, I'm just going to say the U.S. because, you know, I live here.
The U.S.? Nice, nice, nice. Let me think about this. Germany.
Yeah. Alan, you got it, Chris. Not so much.
Well, you know why? Look, here's what I based it upon was, you know, everybody knows about German car engineering. So what the heck, right? But anyway, yeah, tell us what you based it on.
So this is what's interesting is Germany, you know, took the gold medal in reliability pretty much on the strength of Porsche and their overall reliability ratings. Like when we delved into the data, it was like, yeah, Porsche is the Michael Phelps of Germany. It is just running up the score and helping Germany take home, you know, this reliability medal. But now if you had to say, all right, which country makes the best sports cars, what would you guess?
I'm going to go with America.
Chris, what about you?
Chris?
Best sports cars. Yeah, I'm going to go with America, too. I can't think of another one offhand.
Well, so. I mean, it could be Italy, but I mean, yeah. Go Italy, ahead. Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, Porsche. No, it's Great Britain. And that was,
Great,
again,
really?
On the F-Type. On the F-Type alone.
Goodness. Really? You know, I love the F-Type. Yeah, F-Type's awesome. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. See,
and
I was thinking, you know why?
Just overall performance, Great Britain was the top one on the strength of basically the Jaguar Land Rover brands. Like, they just really just pulled it along and were doing better overall than, you know, performance from German car brands, which was
OMG. That is amazing, right? And I was basing it upon, you know, Corvette, Viper, because there's not a lot of them, but I mean, if you look at sports cars, but wow, the Jag F-Type pulled out a gold medal for the Auto Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's awesome, dude.
Now, some of these
That's
were
great.
A little bit less surprising, though. I mean, U.S. makes the best trucks. Like, that's what our data showed there. And that's kind of, not too surprising. If you want a luxury car or SUV, go for a German brand. They won the gold medal there. Safety, going to go for Sweden, because Volvo did pretty well there. Interestingly, Sweden also has the best interiors overall, which if you've
that
been
awesome.
In a new Volvo recently, that's not that surprising, because, you know, on the S90 and the XC90, those interiors are just gorgeous. There's nothing better looking out there.
Right. Well, listen, we appreciate you being on the show. Since 2007, U.S. News Best Cars has published rankings of the majority of new vehicles sold in America. And the list that they're just talking about, Best Cars for Teens and the Auto Olympics, is available at usnews.com/cars. Jamie Paige Deaton, managing editor. Thank you, my friend. Be on more often,
thank
please.
You. I
we
sure
like
will.
You.
Thanks so
All
much.
Right. See you maybe out at Pebble Beach or something. You're listening to The Drive. Me and Chris will be right back. Stay with us. Splashing through the
sandbar. This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.